This is electronic rhythm that
Hey, everybody. We're back here on the Underground Movement Show at Forest Bias. Ken Masters and Giovanni Trilogy and the very special guest for the evening, Mr. John Tejada. How are you, John?
Good, man. How are you?
Dude, great. I am so much better after the rain, hearing your set, coming back inside. And, you know, we wanted to ask you a few questions about some of your tracks that we love hearing you DJ. You know, my favorite tracks of yours are tracks like Unstable Condition, End of It All, which is, like, really fitting for tonight because of the amount of rain that we had and the tornado-like conditions. But what I wanted to ask you about was, you know, as you create these tracks, I think one of the things that really differentiates your music from a lot of other producers that we listen to is that, you know, you've got these really strong, deep, melodic grooves that happen in your music. Like, when you go about constructing your tracks, and you've been doing it for a very long time now, you know, how do you do it? Do you focus on the melody first, or are you looking at creating the beats first? Or, like, what's your sort of your general approach towards production that you'd like to share?
It doesn't really follow any strategic process. I do come from, like, a piano background, but at the same time, the thing that I'm enjoying now is sort of modular synthesis and having patches and analog sequencers sort of affect each other in a way, which sort of is like an added layer, because I sort of begin with what I feel is my initial idea from my sort of piano playing brain, and then I get that going, but then I start to modulate those possibilities and everything starts to sort of breathe as one. And but there are times when I still just sort of hammer it all out on the keys, because that sort of is another comfort zone of mine.
And you can definitely hear the layers. There's, like, a lot of layers that are operating within your music, and I think that really shines through.
Thanks.
Yeah. Who would you sort of cite as your influences in production? Like, both, you know, when you first got started versus now. Who do you look to when you're producing tracks and say, wow, that's really great, you know, that's out there today? Or when you were first starting out, you know, and said, that's really great.
I think I still look to the same influences when I was first starting out. I really thought The Orb were doing something cool in the early 90s, Orbital as well at the same time. I started listening to Kraftwerk when I was about 10 years old, and I kind of hid it from everybody because it wasn't that cool back then. You know?
Really? Kraftwerk? Was it?
Not when you're 10 years old, when German dudes are singing, you know. But at the same time, being in L.A., I was exposed to sort of the stuff people were doing with that influence, like Planet Rock and Pretty Tony in Miami, and Egyptian Lover in L.A. and all this stuff.
Egyptian Lover is awesome.
Yeah, so I had a big influence from that kind of sound, and that initially drew me to hip-hop.
Yeah.
But as I started hearing, like, little tinges of Detroit and Chicago Acid House, and especially, like, Model 500 No UFOs, which sort of really kind of, for me at least, being in L.A., bridged that gap where people would start playing some more stuff like that, I just always catered towards these electronic sounds. And that was hip-hop to me, though. So when that eventually became something else, to Model 500 and then some Acid House, and then it led me to the artist I mentioned, then all of a sudden it brought me here, you know? But that's kind of how I found my path to what I'm doing.
I definitely hear some of those deeper influences in your sound. Like, I can tell you personally, it really bothers me that more people don't listen to The Orb. Like I'm amazed that more, at least in America, that more people are not into The Orb than they are. Like,
I mean, they sure were, you know.
I mean,
you know, now these days it's hard to track anything really, but I mean, those guys used to sell out places in the U.S. and yeah.
So what do you have in terms of new releases coming out? I know you mentioned you have an album coming out on September 10th.
Yeah, another album for Compact, and it's going to be out September 10th, and it's called A Predicting Machine.
Nice.
And there's also going to be a single after that. With some cool remixes I don't think they want me to talk about yet. But yeah, it'll be cool.
We'll be looking forward to checking them out once they come out. We're going to have John Tejada's information on our website, electronicrhythm.com. And one last question for you, because we always like to throw a little bit of a left field in when we're interviewing you. This is the one we didn't prep him for. What would you sort of say is your guilty pleasure in music? Like, is there anything that's out there today that you're, like, listening to where people wouldn't necessarily associate you listening to it?
Oh, that's easy. It's not necessarily a guilty pleasure for me, but it would be probably for most listeners. But, I mean, I'm, like, a huge Rush fan. Which is...
Roll Them Moans.
Well, a little before that. You know, I think Signals was the cutoff.
Yeah.
But still love 70s Rush. And a lot of that was when I was younger. I really loved Led Zeppelin, Black Sabbath.
Okay.
But I think Rush was a more mature, you know, mathematical thing. And I'm a drummer, so, I mean, I love Neil Peart and John Bonham, and, you know.
Wow.
So anyway, that was surprised other people. Not too weird to me, but maybe, you know, well, weird enough for you guys.
Yeah, definitely, because we didn't hear any Rush tonight. We heard some really sick music from John Tejada. It was amazing.
Cool, man.
Yeah, we really enjoyed it. We're going to have this set up, as well as links to where you can find out about John Tejada's new album online, coming out from Compact on September 10th on electronicrhythm.com. We'll see you soon.
rhythm that calm.
Still I ride the hope and the dream. You may Yeah. Thank you.
rhythm that